Hey, everybody, and welcome to Generation Psychic. This is Heather Woodward, your hostess. I am a clairvoyant, a medium, an author. I teach, and I do lots of other stuff. If you want to know what I'm up to, go to my website at www.heatherwoodward.net, or you can always check out stuff at generationpsychic.com. Just so you know, we're at 7 p.m. CST instead of 9 p.m. CST. Also, we have a Facebook page and a Twitter page and some other stuff going on, so go ahead and check that out. Today, we have Michelle Woodward, who is a clairvoyant. She's a psychic. She's a humanitarian clown, and she also is a radio host. She does all kinds of stuff. Anyway, hi. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and you forgot to add one more thing than I am.
What?
I'm your mother.
That's right. That's very well. Anyway, she does a lot of stuff in her own right, so I thought I'd have her on the show and talk about what she does. So, anyway, you are actually doing my old radio show. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I don't know what month it was, but not too long ago, you got tired of doing your show, I guess, or you wanted to move on to bigger and better things. And you said, hey, here's the show. And I said, okay. And I had never done this before. So I took the challenge, and I did a couple of shows, and I was almost ready to quit. I was almost ready to say, Heather, I don't know if I can do this. And then all of a sudden something happened where we were doing a show, and I had a guest that was supposed to show up, and they didn't. And so I called a friend of mine that I know is a psychic, and she came on, and then she says, oh, I'm going to call Jim, and I'm going to have him come on too, so we'll have a discussion. And so we called him, like, literally about 2 minutes before the show was going to start and said, by the way, you're on the radio. Call this number. So he basically called in, and she called in, and I had her and me on, and then we were talking about stuff, and there was all these people calling in on the switchboard who wanted readings. So I said, we have all these people on the switchboard, let's do some readings. And so we started doing readings, and all of us together started pitching in the readings, and we all of a sudden realized this was a really cool thing, and the people that were calling in were responding in such a positive way. And we've now dubbed ourselves the Psychic Trio, and the three of us are me and Leah Rogelli, who she's a medium. She does tarot card reading, and she works with stones. She does a lot of different kinds of psychic work, but she's really incredible. I've known her for about 25 years. And then Jim, who I've known for a very, very long time. I found out that I knew him when he was a kid, and I didn't even know that.
Oh, wow.
We actually found out we used to play together in the Hollywood Hills when we were kids.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so he is also clairvoyant and tarot card reader, and he does some mediumship, and he also is a poet. And so he also, during the show, will do a lot of poetry, and a lot of it is really apropos to some of the subjects that we talk about, or people, you know, issues that come up during the readings and stuff. So not only are we having guests on, but we have the Psychic Trio every Sunday night when we do the show. So it's really exciting, and every time I do the show now, it's really exciting. And I get really pumped up by it, and I think the people are getting a lot of benefit from this. And there's a lot of energy that transpires.
So, what's the show called, and when is it on, and what mostly do you guys talk about?
The show is on at 6:30 Arizona time in the p.m. On Sunday nights. And it's called The Psychic Connection. You can find it on Blog Talk Radio, The Psychic Connection. and we talk about everything, anything pretty much spiritual. It's about we're trying to help people find their purpose, love, in practical ways, hope, giving people hope, just helping people find their way.
So what is different about the way that you're doing it that was not working before? I mean, because you said that the energy was just better. What do you think that the special chemistry is about this one?
Well, I think, first of all, we got the power of three, which is huge. It's a very spiritual number.
Yeah.
And then also I think it's because actually I just had an astrological reading of all three of us and was trying to figure that out.
Oh.
And the astrological reading shows that we balance each other and we kind of have this karmic thing going on. I mean, I'm an astrologer and I have recordings of the reading and I couldn't tell you exactly everything, but I just know the gist of it is that we basically complement each other's charts.
Oh, very cool.
And where our psychic houses are, or whatever, like I said, I'm not an astrologer. Whatever that is. We actually inspire and, create more power by, or more psychic ability by us being together and working together.
Oh, very cool.
And when we started doing this, it felt like a medicine circle. It felt like, you know, like the Native American medicine circle where someone stands in the middle and then people are helping heal that person in some way.
Right.
And that's kind of the way that's the kind of visual I got when we were doing it, actually. But the response was very, very positive. And you can feel it in the people's whole, you know, the way that they were talking to us and the way that they were responding to the readings. So it was very exciting to watch this because we were actually helping. We could see that there was something happening. There was a life happening here. You know what I mean? It's not just a really dead and boring kind of monotone tarot card reading. It was something happening, and you could feel it over the radio. And I think that's what the difference was, because we all three felt it, and it felt alive. And I think that's what the difference was. It became an entity all to itself, and we realized we had something that people wanted to that could help people and that people wanted to call in and get some help with.
Very, very cool. For those who don't know, that used to be my show. I did it for about 3 or 4 years. And then I decided to give it up because I was going to do terrestrial radio on 1330 AM The Jolt, which I did for a little while. And I just need to get some sponsors now, and I'm going to be doing that show again on air. But my mom took it over basically on Blog Talk, because I had done it for so many years, people just did not want me to give it up. So I gave it to her. And so if you want to listen to the archives are actually on iTunes. They do. Did you know that?
I didn't know that it was on iTunes, but I knew that you could go to Blog Talk Radio and you know, just put in the search, the Psychic Connection, and you can look the archives up.
Yeah, if you go to iTunes too, you can look up them up, and there's about 4 years of archives there. They so you can download every single episode. They go up within 24 hours of the show being on. So, you don't know this either, but that's the bulk of your listeners, by the way.
Right, I know that because I was looking actually up the statistics, and I could see that a lot of people maybe don't tune into the show, but they listen to the archives.
Which is amazing, because you're helping people two ways. You're helping them because they're listening to the reading that other people are getting, and So maybe that person who gets the reading doesn't know exactly why they're getting the reading, but then it helps
it's
somebody
helps.
Else.
Yeah. Exactly. So, but I'm very excited about the show now, and I look forward to it, and I'm hoping someday to be able to get a syndicated radio program and maybe take this, you know, further, because it just, I just feel like I'm doing something really good, and it feels really good, and I just think that right now the planet could use some help, and people need help, and people are feeling really stressed out and confused, and there's so much change going on that I think if anybody is working in the psychic field or in any kind of help type fields, they're probably feeling the pressure of just people are asking for help so much. And so this is good stuff we're doing, and I'm actually very proud of what happened, because it was an accident. I don't want to call it an accident. I shouldn't call it an accident. It was a serendipity.
Yeah, serendipitous moment.
Yeah. So, but it was, you know, but it's a good thing.
That's very, very awesome. So, I mean, as far as, like, the planet in 2012 coming up, what do you think about all that?
Well, it's hard to know, but I know that the Earth is going into a major change, and the planet and the people and the Earth and the universe, everything mm-hmm. is, and, I mean, scientifically, there's all kinds of stuff happening. Astrologically, there's stuff that's happening that hasn't happened for forever, and it's happening now. And so we're, you know,
excuse me.
I don't know what's going to happen in 2012, but I know it's going to be different. I think that we're probably in for some geographical changes. I think weather changes. I think consciousness changes. I think that people are also. It's going to be the survival of the fittest in some ways, because I think that if you can't hack the change, you're going to not be able to make it. You know, some people do better in these kind of situations than others, and I'm seeing a lot of people. There's a lot of people dying right now.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Do you think that a lot of these deaths have to do with the fact that people just are choosing to tune out before the change happens because they don't know if they can handle it?
In some ways, I do. I just feel like that people, I mean, we have a lot of people have a hard time with change, and this is major change. This is like every kind of change you can think of.
Right.
I mean, I think young people are stronger constitution, so they're going to probably, you know, survive the best. But
they
the
also,
time,
yeah, they also don't have a lot of
the wisdom.
What?
They don't have the wisdom. But I was just about to say that yes, they may be constitutionally stronger, but they may not have the wisdom to know what to do with some of this change or
right.
how to handle. And
I think partly it's because the reason why younger people are so resilient is because they don't know. They don't have the knowing. And they haven't
right.
made patterns yet.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
So, I mean, I think we're in for a wild ride. I think that, I mean, it's already started. I mean, I don't think that, I think it's going to get a little rougher. We're like really, so I think, we just have to, you know, I think we have to be prepared in some ways. And I think that, people are going to be relying a lot on their intuition. And I think you're seeing that already, that people are starting to become more intuitive just because they have to be.
Right.
And, so that's what happens. We can't let that part of our ourselves be dormant anymore.
Right.
It's almost like a survival thing. We have to become more intuitive so we can survive. And we have to listen to the planet. We have to listen to the universe. We have to listen to our whoever your God is. You know, like, you have to pay attention. There's a lot of paying attention. So that has to happen. So and that's basically what I'm trying to do, is just pay attention. Be alert.
Well, that goes into what you're trying to do right now, which is you're trying to put together a retreat, right?
Well, this is one of my dreams, or one of my aspirations. I am, along with my friends Leah and Jim, who are part of the psychic trio, we kind of are trying to manifest this retreat, because we feel like that it's going to be very much needed, and we want to call it the Gentle Healing Place.
Oh.
We already have a name, and we don't know where it's going to be exactly, but we have a place that an idea where we would like it to be, and it actually is a retreat right now, but it's not being used for the purpose that we want to use it for.
Mm-hmm.
But of course we don't have the funds for it, but because things are changing, and because the world is changing, and the
energy.
Is changing, yes, and moving, and that just because we don't have it right now doesn't mean we won't get it. And we're kind of we're trying to manifest it anyway. We're going on the belief that this is we're on the right path, and that we're going to get it, and that somehow this is going to manifest. So, and I believe in miracles, and I believe in that it's possible that this could happen. And I think that I may even start talking about it a little bit more on the radio when I'm on Sundays, because anybody out there that would like to help us make this happen, we would love their help.
What kind of stuff do you want to do at your retreat? Yeah, what kind of stuff?
Well, it's a healing place, for one.
Well, yeah. What kind of stuff are you thinking?
Well, it's a healing place for people to rest. It's for people to meditate, a place for people to heal from maybe an illness. It's a place where... a teaching place, a place to educate. It's a model of maybe of healthy living and spiritual living.
Right.
And I think all of us kind of embrace the philosophy of being gentle about it. There's a lot of places you go, and it's almost like you're in a
boot camp, kind of?
Yeah, like, you know, yeah, boot camp. we have, all of us believe in this gentle, kind of soft way of approaching things that's more friendly.
It's more of an intuitive way to do things, definitely. You know, I think
right.
That's the new energy is coming in, is more intuitive. So, of course, it's going to be more quiet and more gentle and more passive, the way that, you know, I think that's going to work really good to your benefit.
Right. Well, it's just like there was a good example of kind of our philosophy. I used to help my sister, who is a midwife. I went to a few births with her. And one of the things I learned from doing that is that one of the biggest things that a midwife does, I mean, one of the things that takes up most of her time when she's at a birth, watching a baby being born, is sitting on her hands. And then the rest of the time, she's assisting or helping facilitate the birth of the baby.
Right.
And if something goes wrong, she's there to protect. So, in the same way, I feel like healing is about that. It's about helping someone, facilitating someone to find a way to heal themselves, because basically we have to heal ourselves.
Right.
Nobody can do it for you, so you have to find your way.
Right.
And so it's like we're offering a place for people to come to discover, you know, what they need. Just kind of put it in a nutshell. I mean, we haven't written any of this down yet, but it's been formulated for a while now, and I think it's getting clearer and clearer what the vision is.
Right. The more you talk about it, the more it will become clear.
Right.
Right. As it moves.
I mean, all of this kind of happened naturally, just like when we had the radio show, and we all three just got on the show and started doing this, and it just kind of developed, and now we're talking about this thing, and it's kind of becoming and manifesting itself. So we're discovering it as we go along.
That's awesome. So we have about, how long do we have? I can't think right now. Oh, we have about 10 minutes left. I don't know what just happened there. Anyway, for everybody who doesn't know, my mom kind of had her own spiritual journey the last few years. Tell everybody about, like, your whole coming into your psychic awareness thing, because I think it's really interesting, because contrary to popular belief, you didn't realize you were psychic for a very long time, even though this is what I do for a living. That doesn't mean that you knew. Clearly, I got it from you. I mean, that's very obvious now that you're using it. We read totally different, but yeah, I can tell that I've got it, you know, I got it from you, but I also got it from my dad. But tell everybody a little bit about, you know, how you came to understand this. Because I think it helps other people, because other people just think that we're like this big psychic family that just have been doing this forever kind of thing. And I,
I always suspected something. I always, you know,
right.
You know, and people kept accusing me. and I had a lot of, you know, what people would call coincidences all the time, and synchronistic events coming and going. And then I became a counselor, and I was in the helping fields, and I, you know, was working with people on a very intimate level, and I worked in the mental health field, and I worked with homeless people and homeless veterans. And so, you know, it's almost like you can't really not use intuitive abilities when you're working with people, because that's kind of what it's all about. Even, I mean, if I know when I was going to school, they didn't teach psychic development, or they didn't teach you that, you know, when you're working with people, to pay attention to your intuition.
Right.
It's kind of like a taboo subject that you didn't talk about.
Right.
Even though, you know, psychology, a lot of psychology is about intuitive, when you're working with people on a one-to-one basis and you're trying to figure out what's going on and using your intuition, I don't know what else to call it, but we just didn't talk about it in those terms. Now, you know, your sister Rachel is going to school for psychology, and I've been listening to her and reading some of her papers and looking at her books, and they are talking about it now in a very open fashion. So things have changed.
Yeah, there's definitely an intuitive quality to a psychology that wasn't there before, you know, 20 years ago. Yeah.
Definitely. So, it wasn't until, I guess, I think one of the turning points was that, I mean, I've always been using my intuitive ability. I never called it that, or I never realized it. But I think was when your sister Sarah got sick. That was a big thing. And I'm not really sure why, but it just, something clicked in me about it. And then, because I think when you feel really helpless, as you pull from whatever you can, and your senses get heightened. And I think that I started to realize that this is just not an accident. This is real. And that I actually had some control over it.
Right.
And then you also pushed me into it. I have my friend Leah, who is part of the psychic trio, she's for 20 years has been telling me, you need to develop this. You have a gift. I need to say that I don't believe that I'm like special or something. Everybody has this ability. It's just that I think I have a little bit easier time because I think I have a predisposition for it or something. I don't, or just like some people are better at sports than other people, or you know, or music, or whatever. It's a sense. It's a something that I guess has been developed. And then I later on, when I started to use it, and I started to look into my family background, I found out that both my great grandmothers on both sides were actually psychics, and one grandma was a mystic, and the other was a healer in her village. So I guess it runs in the family. So it's you really pushed me to develop it, and you just kept saying, just do it.
Well, you were already doing it. The reason I wanted you to tell that story is because there's lots of people out there that I come across every day. They're like, oh, I'm not psychic. I don't, you know, I'm very intuitive, but I'm not psychic. But I have these 700 things that have happened to me. I'm exaggerating, of course, but I've had these 7 or 8 things that have happened to me throughout my life that are very psychic. And I know you've been using it all your life, but in the last few years, you've really, really developed it and honed it and really have taken chances that you probably wouldn't have taken 10 years ago.
Yeah. All I could say is that the more you use it, the stronger it gets. And I'm not really sure if it's getting stronger or if I'm just paying attention better. Because I'm starting to, accept things that I didn't accept before. Like I wasn't sure if certain things that I was feeling or hearing or seeing were valid, and then I started kind of like testing myself with them, and I'm finding that they are, especially when you're doing a lot of readings, which I do. Now I say the things that just come in my head, or they're, you know, or I get visuals, I tell people about them, and they mean something to them. I may not understand them.
Right.
Sometimes I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just relaying a message, and so I'm starting to have faith in what is coming into my head, so, or what I'm seeing or hearing, and that's kind of scary sometimes, but the more that I'm doing it, the more I'm seeing that it's real.
Right.
It's just something that I think anybody can do if they put their mind to it. They can develop. And you teach a class about that, psychic development, how to develop it, and how to test it out, and all that stuff.
Yeah, I do. And I kind of used some of those techniques with you when you know, when you would let me. There was a lot of denial that happened. We're going to take a break, though, and then when we come back, we're going to talk more about this and talk about your humanitarian cloning and stuff. So you're listening to Generation Psychic, and we're talking to Michelle Woodward, who happens to be my mom, but also she's a clairvoyant, and she is a medium in her own right. And she is a humanitarian clown and a radio host and all kinds of other things. So we'll be back after the break.
Your baby blues, so full of wonder. Your colicues, your contagious smile. And as I watch, you start to grow up. All I can do is hold you tight.
Generation Psychic. This is Heather Woodward. I'm your hostess. I'm a clairvoyant. I'm a psychometrist. I'm a medium, an author, radio host, all kinds of other things. If you want to know more about me, go to my website, heatherwoodward.net, or go to generationpsychic.com. We are talking to Michelle Woodward. who is also a clairvoyant, a medium. She's a radio host, and she just happens to be my mom as well. And we were talking about just her, well, she has a radio show on Sundays at 6:30 p.m. called The Psychic Connection. But also, we were talking about her journey realizing that she was psychic. But like you were saying before, you were saying that you always thought you were psychic, but then you didn't really come into it for a while, right?
Yeah, it was a process of accepting it and getting out of denial and getting into, you know, realizing that this is really happening. And I think getting over the fear, too. A lot of people are just afraid, and I was afraid. I was definitely afraid of my own shadow.
Yeah, acceptance is key. I always find that's the one thing that I always have to fight through with people. And once you get over that hump, then it's not a big deal. But there's always that, usually those first few times that I meet with people where they're very, oh, I don't know about this. And then it's almost like they have to prove it to themselves. They don't have to prove it to you. They have to prove it to themselves. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? Yeah.
I mean, I am starting to now believe the things that are in my head when I say them. And, like, I would say almost, I don't know, 98% of the time, it means something to the person I'm telling it to. So
right.
That is validation for me. It's something that they needed to hear.
Right. Right. And that's different. When you read, do you find that, I always ask people these questions because I want to know, but do you find that you sort of tune out and you're just saying things that you don't remember, or how does it work for you? Like, what's your process?
You mean, do I tune out?
Yeah.
Sometimes I am so surprised what comes out of my mouth. I mean, it's like I just get this, like, I mean, I use the tarot, but I'm not necessarily an official tarot card reader. I use them as cues. They kind of give me an idea of what is the climate of what I'm dealing with. And then I pick up on the energy of the person and what is the issue that's surrounding them. Usually, the more open the person is, the better of a reading I can get. Sometimes it's just like I start talking and it's coming out like really fast and I don't even know what I'm saying. And then, and then I have to stop and say, does this mean anything to you? Or, do you understand what I'm saying? Because it's not because I'm trying to get, that's the one big misunderstood thing is I'm not trying to get peace from them. I'm not trying to get them to tell me what's up. I'm just trying to make sure that I'm on the right path with what I even know sometimes what the message is or what it means.
Right. That makes sense. It does. Yeah, it's almost like you're just kind of a catalyst for the information sometimes. It's not like you're actually...
Right, you're just
right.
Like a conductor.
Or a conduit.
Yeah. So I'm just, and a lot of times if people don't like what I'm saying, they get angry with me and I'm like, I'm just the messenger. You know, it's like I don't even know what this relates to sometimes, you know.
Right.
And then other times they'll ask me a question and the reading will be going in a completely different way. And it's not necessarily because I don't know the answer to the question or it's just that maybe they needed to hear this other information and somehow it related to that question. Sometimes you get it in a strange way.
That makes sense. That does.
So, but anyway, yeah, I mean, I really haven't analyzed what it is I'm doing. I just know that it happens.
That makes that kind of makes me laugh that you say it that way. It just happens.
I don't know, but you know, it's like I used to be a singer, and I still am, I guess, in some ways. But when I used to perform, I used to get stage fright, and I remember that sometimes I would get so scared that I would think that I'm going to get up to the microphone and my voice isn't going to come out. And every time it would come out. But I had this fear it wasn't. And it's almost sometimes I get a little bit of stage fright sometimes when I'm doing a reading for somebody. And I go, I don't know if I can do this. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then all of a sudden it just happens. And I'm like, I'm surprised every time. It's like a miracle.
Right.
So it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, I see. But then once you get going, you just do it, right?
Right. And then I find too that the more, like, I've done readings where I've done a lot of readings in a row, and you get faster and faster and faster. Sometimes it's just like you don't even need to look at the cards anymore.
Yeah, I have that too, where I can do a reading in under 3 minutes these days. Somebody asks me a question, I can tell you right away, pull one or two cards, and I'm like, oh, I know where this is going. And it's, that's with practice. That's just like anything else.
Right.
You just get in that mode, and that's it. It's done. So, besides being a psychic, what other kind of stuff do you do?
Well, I do a lot of things. I'm an artist, and then I'm also a songwriter, and then I also do humanitarian clowning. And I started that whole thing. I read a couple of books written by Patch Adams, the doctor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, I was incredibly inspired by him. And so 2 years ago, I went on a humanitarian trip. He has a global outreach. He started the Gesundheit Institute.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to build a hospital that will be free. And it's on a 300-acre piece of property, and some of the buildings are already in place. He has a school for medical students, and they teach about compassionate care, and he has a little eco village there where they have gardens, and I'm planning a trip in March to go there to volunteer on the land and do some clowning with maybe him and his brother and his brother's wife. And whoever's there, because they have people coming and going all the time. But I went to Romania with them, and we went to an orphanage in Romania in a little village called Singurini, and we also visited convalescent homes and orphanages and hospitals in Bucharest. And it was an incredible, incredible...
Are you yawning?
Mm-hmm.
You got lower all of a sudden. What do you do? What?
Oh, I'm just talking low, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. Go ahead.
I may have fallen asleep, but I haven't fallen asleep. anyway, I just can't even explain it other than to say that it was a trip about love and the manifestation of love, and that it has inspired me to the point where, you know, even this gentle healing place that I want to start is very much a manifest, you know, an offshoot of that.
Right.
And so... Because love is actually a living thing, and it changes things around you, and it changes if you can change a lot of things with love,
right?
And intent and intention,
mm-hmm.
And so I just witnessed a lot of miracles while we were there.
Like what?
This particular orphanage that we were at, these kids were all from, they were brought in by an Italian man who started these orphanages, and they all had AIDS.
Right.
And there were nuns there from the Francis of Assisi's church that were taking care of them. And the village where they were at, the people there were, I mean, these people lived with no running water, and
wow.
they were living in, I'm not going to say horrid conditions, but they don't live in the condition, their standard is different than ours.
Right.
And so they were very superstitious, and they were scared of the orphans, and the orphans were not allowed to go to the public schools there. And so because we came there and we were clowns, because Patch is known for being a clown, and he's a doctor. He's a real medical doctor. In fact, there was a movie that was put out, I don't know what year it was put out, but about his, when he went to medical school and the kind of person he was and all that stuff. Anyway, so because we were there and we were clowns, the school wanted the clowns to come to the school. And so we decided to have the orphan bring us to the school. And in doing so, the administrators of that school were able to see those children interacting with the other children. And by the time we left there, they were already discussing having the children start attending the school.
Wow.
So, I mean, that was a huge... huge deal. I mean, there were so many things that went on. It's hard to put your finger on it, but there was a lot of little miracles. And then we would go into these hospitals and see these children that were terminally ill with different kinds of diseases, and just see their faces. And we went to places where they probably never even seen a clown. I mean, or, you know, and so it was just, every culture has some form of a clown, it seems like, and clowns are just kind of a funny thing, because it's like we put a clown in a place where they don't necessarily belong.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing so, we kind of like scramble the atoms. And by scrambling the atoms, we gave people a window of opportunity to kind of look beyond their perimeters or their pain.
Right.
Or their limitations. So it was like we gave them a space to dream, a place to get out of misery. There's just so many... so many factors involved, but I mean, it moved energy. Let's just put it that way. It moved the energy. It changed the vibration, and you could see like the light bulbs going off in people.
Right.
So there you have it.
Well, that's very, very cool. So we only have a few minutes left. If somebody wants to get a reading from you or wants to get a hold of you, what is the easiest way to do that?
Well, I am on Keen, which is a, there's a 1-800 number. You can look them up on keen.com. And I'm under Michelle 333.
Okay.
And you can get readings there. And then also on Sunday nights at 6:30 on Blog Talk Radio, The Psychic Connection. We're doing free readings with the psychic trio and whoever our guests are. And we have all kinds of guests from authors to other types of psychics and people with all kinds of spiritual and artistic endeavors. And so we have some pretty interesting guests on. And our guests are always invited to do readings. Some of them don't want to, but the psychic trio will always be on to do readings. And you can email me, and I like any email, is on my email address is vangoghardofhearing@gmail.com.
And spell Van Gogh, just so people know.
Van Gogh is V-A-N-G-O-G-H. And then it's Van Gogh, he's hard of hearing. And don't ask me how I got that, I don't know. It just came out of my mouth one day and I just said, okay, that's my email address.
So it's Van Gogh is hard of hearing. Get it? Because his ear. @gmail.com.
So there you have it. And so you can write to me, and I do email readings. If you email me, we can set up a time, and I can either call you or I could do email reading. Or you can reach me on Keen. I do both email readings and phone readings on Keen.
Very, very cool. Go ahead.
Oh, and that's it?
Oh, I was going to say, I'm actually going to be... When am I doing the radio show? When am I doing a radio show?
Say that again?
I'm doing the radio show, aren't I? Like on the 27th or something like that?
Oh, next week. You're doing this coming Sunday. You're on.
That's right. I already posted
on Blog Talk Radio. You'll be on at 6:30 p.m. Arizona time, so you have to translate it into wherever you are listening to this. On Blog Talk Radio, The Psychic Connection, and Heather will be my guest.
Yes. The awesome thing about Blog Talk is if you just click on the link, it'll actually transpose the time for you in your time zone based on your computer. So all you have to do is just click on it and then see what the time is, and that's when you're supposed to tune in. Yeah. So I'm going to be doing readings with the Psychic Trio.
Yes.
February 27th, right?
Then we'll become a quartet.
Yes. Quadrophenia, or however you say it. So...
I'm looking forward to that. And because there's been a lot of confusion, people keep saying that I'm you, and so it's like I guess we sound a lot alike on the radio. I don't know, but
I listen to your show, and I was surprised that it wasn't me because I was like, that sounds like me. It kind of freaked me out a little bit because it is. It's very similar, just the cadence and stuff. So it was a little bit weird. So I can see how people have trouble with it, and we both read really well. So, you know, it's going to be spot on no matter what. But, yeah. Okay, well, everybody listen in to the Psychic Connection February 27th. I'm actually going to be on the show, and then you can actually experience the Psychic Trio for yourself and get a free reading. Thank you so much for being on the show. This actually was really easy and fun.
And if anybody wants to help us to get this retreat, you can email me at vangoghardofhearing@gmail.com.
Yeah, if you have any ideas or anybody that knows anything. So.
We actually have a piece of land that we have picked out, but we just either need the money or some kind of pay it forward type of situation that I could explain, or a sponsorship. Put us on AM radio would be great too, because we would like to go syndicated. We would like to reach more people, and take a listen to the show and see if you like it, because we could use some sponsorship. That would be great.
That's awesome. Okay, well, thank you so much, and we'll see you next time on Generation Psychic, everyone. Good night.